Welcome to the Nifty Gadgets for Family Bikers podcast. I'm your host, Nicole Harkin, a family biker in Washington, D.C., mom of two boys, and founder of the D.C. Family Biking Facebook group. Please enjoy the episode. Hi, Jake. Thanks so much for being on Nifty Gadgets for Family Bikers. I'm excited to have you, and I just would love to jump right in and tell me about what you ride.
All right. Yeah. So I ride a I ride an old IRO Rob Roy. It's a fixed gear, and I that's my bike. And my sons are on one of those little wooden radio flyer
awesome bikes
and a Thule chariot.
Oh, cool. So you pull them behind you.
Oh, we pull them behind us.
Oh my gosh.
So it's, it's the basics. We don't have I'd love to have the cargo bike, the front loading, back feet.
Right.
Or one of those things. But, our setup really sort of works for us. We do have the garage space for all the different things.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, was it a space issue? And you take them with the chariot with the fixie?
Yeah. That's not too bad.
Okay. You're hardcore. I'm impressed. great. Well, do you have any tips or tricks for us? I'm excited to hear.
Well, yeah. So, we sort of got into, taking my sons to and from daycare and school with the bikes last year. I started working in Tyson, so I really needed to get to get on my bike to a metro stop and lock it up there. So we started doing a combined drop-off in the trailer. So we'd load them both in the trailer. I'd stop at daycare, which is really walking distance. But they both liked getting into the trailer and they had a lot of fun just moving in the morning. And I'd drop one at daycare and then drop the other one at school and lock the trailer up at school. Their excitement level is really what drives the biking. So having a good trailer that's easy to get in and out of is a pretty crucial thing.
So you have the what color is your chariot?
It's bright green.
Okay, and it fits the both of them. Is it the one that can like turn into a you can ski with it or?
I think that if you get all the attachments and stuff,
okay,
I'm sure it doesn't really have a handle on the back.
Oh, okay, all right.
So it's really intended to be towed behind a bike,
just for the bike. Okay, that's awesome.
It's held up pretty well over the last couple of years. Currently I walk the youngest to daycare individually in the morning and then come back to pick up my older son who's 4 and a half, and he loves riding the balance bike to school. So most of the time I'll ride behind him on my bike, lock his bike at school and ride down to the metro. It's great in the morning, when he doesn't want to get dressed and doesn't want to go to school. He's like, I don't like school. I don't want to go to school. It's like, well, you can ride your bike to school. And he's like, oh, okay.
I forgot about my bike. That's so great, Dad.
Right. Yeah. So he goes from really reluctant to really excited.
Now, are you considering getting him a real bike, or where are you guys in the process with that?
next step. Yeah. So we got the next one. We got the next size up with pedals.
Okay.
He's a little reluctant to go ahead and hop on. So we got the next size up with pedals. We took the pedals off.
Okay.
And so we're that one's a handbrake as well. So we're next learning how to handbrake.
I think that's so important to have the handbrake. And in fact, my boys don't. We ended up inheriting a bike that it's a cute little public bike for kids. But my son Otis doesn't even know how to use the back brake. Like he just. I'm like, see, if you want to stop, just go backwards. And he's like, what are you talking about, Mom?
Yeah, that's really only for only for a certain size.
But that's how, when, I don't know how old you are, but that all the bikes were like that when I was little. Cool. All right. So the balance bike on the way to school, that's awesome. And you, which one do you have? The Scut?
No, we've got an old radio flyer.
Oh, awesome. It was, okay.
$10 Craigslist bike, somebody on the hill. And yeah, it's been great. He likes to ride it around. He goes riding with his cousins. Honestly, the best gadget, it's not really a gadget. It's a pretty essential piece of equipment, is a helmet that fits well.
Mm-hmm.
He's had one originally that did not fit very well, and he really didn't like putting it on. But having a helmet that looks cool for a 4.5-year-old boy, that's pretty important.
Right.
That looks cool and fits well. and having that be something he's looking forward to and not a requirement.
Did you try a bunch of them, or how did you end up finding one that he liked?
We saw one sort of in a department store Christmas shopping. One of the, like a TJ Maxx sort of thing.
Oh.
So we just sort of stumbled across it. It's a Ferrari, but I took it out and examined it, and
right.
The padding looks good. It has the right amount of adjustment on the little rationing expansion on the back.
The two finger rule is what I've heard people say, that you can't be able to get more than two fingers inside the helmet. It can't be more than two fingers above your eyebrow. And then there's another two finger rule to make sure.
Under the strap, I believe.
Right. Yes, exactly. Yeah. And I think that's key, because I always tell the boys, if they can't see their helmet, then it's not protecting their forehead, right? Like, they have to be able to look up with their eyes and see. I always want to say something to people when their kids don't have the helmets on right, but then I do stop myself in this one instance.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, do you have a favorite memory you can share with us of biking with your little guy?
Just every time we go out is a new memory. We really like doing the Anacostia River Trail with them. So I think the last time we went up to see one of the national park programs at the Kenilworth Aquatic Gardens, which is a nice stop, easy to get to from the trail, and that was a really fun time. We packed a little picnic lunch, we took our time getting up there, we did a 14-mile loop or so.
Wow! And he did it on his little bike?
No, he was in the trailer, and
we
stick the, when we were going that far, we stick the balance bike in the back of the trailer, and he can get it out when we're stopped and ride it around.
Right. The aquatic gardens are totally a hidden gem. I love seeing all the turtles, and you always see animals when you're there. I saw a giant snake one time.
Yeah. Yeah, and if you like seeing birds, that's a really good place to go.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. Do you have anything else you want to tell us about?
No, I just excited to talk about bicycling and sort of share how it fits in our lives. And we don't have a whole lot, but it's there, it's accessible, we're excited about it. So that's really sort of what I wanted to share. So
Awesome. Well, thanks so much and happy riding.
all right, you too.
Thanks for listening to Nifty Gadgets for Family Bikers. You can find links to the gadgets in our show notes or at the website www.niftygadgetsforfamilybikers.com. Please share the podcast with other bikers and review the podcast when you have a minute. See you soon.